This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Anybody who's ever run a meeting at work appreciates the difficulty of keeping everybody involved and paying attention. Now, instead of adult professionals closely focused on the task at hand, imagine a room full of seven-year-olds more closely focused on recess. That's the daily deal for a lot of teachers out there who are constantly trying to come up with new ways to get kids to behave. So here's one. Keep score. From the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott has the story.
Scott Leitzel is showing a class of second graders how to save a Word document. He teaches technology at William Packa Elementary School in Baltimore. He walks from desk to desk with an iPad in hand, awarding points as students like Selma finish each task.
Selma, I see the date. I see Alston. I see last name. Perfect.
That ping you hear represents a point for positive behavior. Selma's name pops up on a screen at the front of the class, along with a cartoon-like avatar, a little blue monster with a pink belly. Leitzel moves on to another student.
Is that what we were looking for?
Yeah.
Perfect. Make sure you get some points.
Then Mr. Leitzel spots Charles, off in a corner, eyes wandering.
So it's interesting. Like, I noticed that Charles is off task, and I want to see, you know, if he looks around at the screen.
At that moment, Charles's name and avatar pop up on the smart board. Did you catch that sound? Minus 1 point for being off task.
I didn't have to say anything. Got the message. Turn around. Now he's back on task, and I'm sure he can earn that point back quickly.
Leitzel is one of thousands of teachers using a free software program called Class Dojo. It lets teachers reward and punish students' behavior as it happens. Class Dojo co-founder Sam Chowdhury is a former teacher. He says the program is a bit like those electronic roadside signs that show you how fast you're driving.
When motorists are shown their speed, that's an order of magnitude more effective than police traps. You already know that information. It's on your dashboard. But just by the fact of it being displayed to you in real time actually changes behavior.
Chowdhury says the aim of Class Dojo is to catch students being good. Teachers are encouraged to award points for paying attention, helping others, or persistence.
Positive, consistent reinforcement actually improves behavior.
Bobby Moore started using Class Dojo this year after hearing about it from another teacher. Moore teaches fifth grade at Furman L. Templeton Preparatory Academy, a charter school in Baltimore.
Incidents of physical aggression have gone down. Incidents of disrespect have gone down. Students are more aware of the rules, expectations, and procedures that we have in our classroom.
His students seem to like it. 10-year-old Deshaun Morris says he tries to earn points.
Because I like the sound of it, and it's fun because the little characters come up.
Tell me about your character.
My character looks like a monkey to me.
But watching Moore's class, it's easy to see how the technology can take on a life of its own. At one point during a poetry lesson, students object that Tyreek is getting too many points.
Everyone, once again, take your pointer finger, put it up in the air. I'm looking. Tyreek is always the first one up. I'm still looking. Let's see if everyone's up here.
It seems the behavior management system is causing its own behavior problems. Moore tries to regain control.
I'm glad that everyone wants to do the right thing and earn points. If you eventually can do the right thing, you will get the recognition. So please do not worry.
I'm not surprised to hear that the students in the class were moderately obsessed with tracking the scoreboard because, of course they are.
That's Doug Lemov. He's an expert on classroom management and author of Teach Like a Champion. Lemov says teachers need some kind of system to keep track of behavior fairly and consistently. Teachers can spend more time keeping order than actually teaching. But Lemov says technology can only do so much.
Well, I think it's sort of typical of a lot of technology solutions, which is it can probably help make things function more efficiently. But the core to effective classroom management is always human interaction.
Class Dojo is a work in progress. Co-founder Sam Chowdhury has been watching how teachers use it and adapting the program. He says making it more seamless may require more training for teachers. Right now, it takes just a few minutes to fire up the app and start doling out points. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.